Deva Sanswa. I'm wondering about limits. Sometimes I avoid setting limits, following my intuition or to follow my heart, just so I can avoid rejection, conflict with other people. As a result, I get conflict inside myself instead, and I become sad. Do you have any advice, guidance on how to live authentically, setting limits, daring to be honest? Do you know any efficient methods or ways to love yourself deeper and dare to be vulnerable? I wish to be more conscious and present. That is easy in a retreat group, but what would you recommend at home without this support, with children, work, friends, and so on, so I can stay in my center, so I can live from my heart? Thank you for answering. You say you have done many things, no? Before, Osho meditation, Buddhist meditation, shamanistic things, angels, still and active meditations. But it didn't give you what you are longing for. And so that is all good preparation. Now you are here now. You need somebody who can talk your own language. Now you have seen, now you have tried different things, you have been a seeker. What it means to come to satsang, it means you are getting ready to stop. You don't find water if you dig a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit there. You have to trust somebody who knows this is water. Then you start digging. And then the mind say, no, this is nothing, no water, I've been thinking for days. Then if you have trust, then you go on. Don't give up. Be steady. That is the next phase. I am wondering about limits. Sometimes I avoid setting limits to follow my intuition and following my heart, just so I can avoid reaction, conflict with other people. That is how everybody is living. But the seeker, the sannyasin, is one who starts seeing this game and you start feeling uneasy about it. Because you are false then. And that's what you say, as a result, I get this conflict inside me instead. I become sad. And why do we become sad? Because you have done something wrong. That's why we become sad. If you do things that is right, then you don't become sad and you become happy then. So this, what is needed there is courage. Courage to be yourself. Nobody's been teaching you to just be yourself. So this is what everybody is afraid. What other people say. The first thing on this path to be free is to don't listen to what other people say. That is the first. Otherwise, how can you ever reach your own little voice in your heart? Then you will always listen to what you should do. Because so you can avoid reaction, conflict with other people. This is the way of the society, the way of the sheep. First thing you have to decide, do you want to be a sheep or do you want to be a lion? If you want to be a lion, if you want to find your own strength, your own truth, then you have to leave the sheep's den. You're bound to. The sheep are very afraid of lions. You have to find new friends. This is another thing also. So everything, the path of truth, it will change everything. Yeah, because now sometimes I've been wondering about limits. Sometimes I avoid settling limits just to follow my intuition, to follow my heart, just so I can avoid reaction, conflict with other people. You see, this is how the society is in a nutshell. Everybody takes so much notice what other people say, reaction. Then you become very little then. That's not nice life to live. You have to have courage to stand on your own feet, to be daring. This is not a path for cowards. This is for warriors, for courageous people, for those who like adventure. So this is the first thing you have to find. You have to find the courage to start listening to your own heart, to your own little voice. And that is very difficult. Most people, they are not in contact with it at all. Or if they are, then it is that situation you're talking about. Because you live with people who are not ready to stand up for the truth. Then you will be different. Then it's very difficult. Then that is what is happening here in the Sangha. Then you have support. No, here is just the other way. If you don't listen to your own heart, then you are on the outside. In the society, if you listen to the heart, then you are on the outside. No, you find different people who can support this. That is the whole thing with being in the Buddha field, to be with the Sangha, to be with fellow travelers. Then this little fragile voice will get stronger. You will start trusting it. And when you start trusting what is right, your own consciousness, your own heart, your own soul, then you will get stronger then. That is what Jesus said, you have to be strong in spirit. You have to be strong in spirit. How can you be strong in spirit? By listening to your spirit, to listening to your heart. But the society, they don't need that. The society doesn't need that. They need that you are a number, your social security number. That's all they need. You will create nuisance when you stand up for yourself and asking questions. Now, intelligent people, they start asking questions. They want to be free of this. Because something must be wrong. I avoid setting limits to follow my own intuition, to follow my own heart, just so I can avoid reaction, contact with other people. But this is just how it is, Hilda. It's very good you see it. And that's why I talk to you about it, because see it and go further. This is the only way to find peace. And that's what you want. You want to find peace. You want to go deeper. No, it's the movement. No, you are here. No, I will talk straight to you. The angels will be happy up there. They can't deal with what is happening here. They're even jealous that we can still drink coffee. So first thing is to find the courage. And just by feeling that, you will start taking your own space. That is the first. You have to have courage. You have to have your own strength, no matter what anybody is saying. Because I can promise you, they will say something. They will judge you. They will reject you. You will have conflict, but that will make you stronger. And the second thing is, maybe, if you're following that, maybe it's time to find people who support the heart, who support intuition, who can understand that. That is also very intelligent. Why be with people who judge you, who rejects you, who makes conflict with you, just because you are standing up for your own heart, just because you are following your own intuition? It doesn't make sense. Then again, have courage to change. Maybe you want to find new playmates. Likeban lek abasili. That's how it is. When you're little, you like to find the people who have likes the same games. Then they are very happy. Everybody is building a tree house, everybody is playing with the dolls, everybody is playing with the soccer. Whatever they like, you just have to find those people who like the same. Then you fit in them. But this is how it is. What to say? This is the ultimate game. You have to listen to yourself. Be happy you can see it. Otherwise, you become sad, and then the conflict is inside you instead. All the Buddhas have said this, and Buddha, he said 2,500 years ago, that life is suffering. And this is the thing, when you don't listen to your heart. That is the normal thing. Then life is suffering. Because you go against your nature. And to go against the nature, that is the normal thing in the modern society. Not only against your own inner nature. Look at the nature around us now. Look how much problems we have. We go against the outer nature, trying to force modern nature into what we want. And we are trying to force our own nature. But then it will be conflict, it will be pain, it will be suffering. It will be pollution. Is pollution outside, is pollution inside. So first thing is to be courage. Courage is to start being yourself. Do you have any advice, guidance on how to live authentically? Setting limits, daring to be honest. First, you have to have the courage and the decision that this is what you want. That is the first thing. No, I had enough. No, I want to be free. No matter what. Because you know. There's no doubt, you know, this is your own feelings, your own experiences, that the conflict gets inside you, you become sad. Then I say, there's no reason to be sad, it's just stupid to be sad, you should be happy. Okay. Then look at it, what is it that makes you sad then? Turn your back to what makes you sad and face that which makes you peaceful, that makes you happy. So the next thing is that you have to show your real face. That you've been hiding a long time, so it's different levels to find that again. That's why it's so important that you start releasing all this energy that you've been keeping in. This sadness, this pain, this anger. That's why, the only reason why we have this meditation here. So you can release that tightness that you have tried to mold yourself into to fit in, to just be a little part. Huh? Haven't you seen these little games? They have these little squares. Everything fits together. You can build things. They're all little squares. That's how you fit into society. You are not a little square that fit on top of many other squares. You are magical. You can change form. You are very fluid and flexible. So then you have to see these different sides of yourself. That is the second thing. First, be courageous and have a decision that no, you want to be free. You had enough. If you haven't made up, then you are just wishy-washy. You know it, then it's like a new age thing. It's just a hobby. That happens also, it's fine. Everything takes its time. You haven't realized the urgency of waking up. It takes time. Like Vibhuti said yesterday, first, in the beginning, I was always a big part of the life. But suddenly, this has become the whole thing. And then it becomes easy. Because then it's the first focus then. It's not money. It's not power. It's not image. If you focus on these things, what society say, how will you be free then? First thing is to walk your own way. No, you have to find out for yourself. You have to stand up. And that is very, very difficult alone. That's why so few people manage. That's why it has been gatherings of seekers or mystery schools. So now you start understanding that this is right. Then your heart, your soul will be very happy. You see a way out. And you have support for it. Then you have to start unburdening yourself and accepting all these things that you've been stuffing yourself with, because it will be anger, it will be frustration, it will be sadness, it will be pain, because you've been holding so much in, trying to fit in. That is the whole reason why we have all these different therapies and techniques. I'm not telling you just sit there and start meditating. No, you are not ready yet. First you have to unburden yourself. You have to get this restlessness out from your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body. That also you can only see when you start understanding it. Then you have to be ready to be real. That is the second thing. And show your face. If you are angry, you show that you are angry. If you are sad, you show that you are free. You stand up for what you feel. Then definitely all these old friends that are trying to fit you in to be a special place, they will give a big surprise, Hilda. Suddenly Hilda is mad today. She has always been so spiritual and so silent, so nice. Suddenly he said, get lost. I can't stand you. You have to become this tiger. Then you will be, and that you can do easily when you know that you are doing the right thing. If you don't feel you're doing the right thing, it's very difficult to get in touch with your own strength. Because you always be in doubt, you always feel guilty. And I'm not saying to be angry with anyone. That's why, again, we have this kind of meditation, like dynamic, like Kundalini. Because you can release whatever it is. If it is sadness, if it is anger, if it is frustration, you can get it out of your system. It's not never nice to dump on anybody. But you should always be ready to show your true face. That is part of the thing to be free. Do you know any efficient methods, way to love yourself deeper and dare to be vulnerable? Yes, I know a lot. You have come to the right doctor. It just depends if you want to take the medicine. That's the only thing. The only thing here, if you are ready to take the medicine. First you have to realize, I feel a little sick. Okay. Then the doctor prescribes. What is your symptoms? No, it depends if you trust the doctor. Otherwise you will go home and start studying, oh, this shaman told me to boil this grass and this thing, do that prayer and all these kind of things. No, it is deeper than that. I like, you have to work on many different ways because you are multidimensional. I'm all for take care of your body, take care of your mind, take care of your heart, take care of your soul, everything. Very holistic approach. I'm not telling you to just sit there and meditate and everything be Ram, Ram, Om, Om, Om. No, no, no. You can sit on your seat for eternity. It's not so easy. First, have the courage, see that you are ready to stand up for yourself, that you don't want to hide, you don't care about rejection, because you will get rejection. But who cares? Rejection from fools? Isn't it better to be accepted by some beautiful people than to be rejected by idiots? Be happy you're rejected from idiots. Be happy. I hope every idiot in the world rejects me. Then you don't need to have anything to do with them. They don't want to be with you anyway. They reject you. Good. Then you have a few peaceful friends that make you happy. Isn't that much better? But not how it is now. Now it's like Facebook. I have 16,000 friends. Great. Oh, really? I have only 9,000. That's where the consciousness of humans are now. It's like more is better. No. It's not the quantity, it's the quality. Everything is upside down now. Do you know any efficient methods, way to love yourself deeper and dare to be vulnerable? To be vulnerable is very difficult because vulnerable in the normal society is not accepted. But to be vulnerable on this journey is a must. And that you can only allow yourself to be vulnerable if you feel safe, if there is love, if there is trust. Then only can you allow yourself to be vulnerable, because you know that nobody is going to hurt you. In fact, they're going to help you. Only when you are vulnerable can you be helped. And that means, no, you don't know. You have tried all these different things. It didn't work. That is the beginning of disciplehood. Whatever I have done, it didn't work. Now I'm ready to have a fresh start. I want to listen. That's what you ask. Do you have any efficient methods, way to love yourself deeper? Yeah, and the only way to love yourself deeper is to go deeper. This is the only way to love yourself deeper is to go deeper. To know yourself. If you don't know yourself, you can't love yourself. If you're very shallow, yeah, maybe you love your surface. Your skin deep. If you go deeper, then you can love yourself deeper, in your heart, in your soul. That is totally forgotten in this world, because people are very shallow. They only look at the surface. That's why everybody is restless. They don't have any depth. If you want to have depth, you have to be ready to go deep. And that is impossible if you are not vulnerable. And that is not impossible to be vulnerable if you haven't found any love, any trust. In love is very easy. You can allow yourself to be vulnerable, because love is there. Then you feel the power of love then. So first thing, be courage. Second thing, allow yourself whatever is coming up to show your true feelings, whatever you've been holding in. Learn different sides of yourself. And when that you have done that, then live more and more in the moment, which is the only life we have, which never people are. They are never here and now. And now is life. And if you are more ready for now, for this moment, then you become very, very, very alert, very fresh, very new, very beautiful. Because the whole intensity is now. You are not disturbed by the past. You are not disturbed by the future. You are present. And if you are present, then you become a presence. But then you have to unburden yourself then. You can't just think about it. You have to go the steps. First you have to feel you have the guts to do it, you have the courage. Now you have decided. That is the thing. Yesterday I talked about choice. You have to have first the choice to choose from the negative to the positive. That is a gift humans have. They can take a choice. Then you stick to that choice. This is the ultimate choice. No, I had enough. I want to be real. I want to go deeper. I want to find peace. I want to know myself. Then whatever you have to do, it means you have to get rid of that which is untrue. To become true, you have to get rid of that which is untrue. And many of those things will be painful, because you are very identified with it. You are identified with those things that makes yourself painful, that make you sad. Sometimes the mystic says it's like tearing off your own skin sometimes. It's like walking through fire. It's like drowning. This is what you have to pay for it. But if you have started, you go. And if you then have somebody you trust, then it's easy then. Then when you have done that, then live more and more, because now you are unburdened, then you can allow yourself to be more and more present. And then it just becomes more and more now. Then you can sit. When you are unburdened, when you have done your homework, then you can sit. Then peace comes like a shadow. Otherwise, God, peace, love, it's not so easy, because you have so many other things in you. When you have unburdened yourself, it's very easy. You are the only thing that is standing in the way. And dare to be vulnerable. Very good, Hilda. You have to dare. No, people, they can't be vulnerable, because everybody is so hurt and they are very afraid to be hurt. Why? Because there is no love. And what you thought was love was not love. That's why everybody is hurt. I wish to be more conscious and present. That is easy in a retreat, a group, but what would you recommend at home? What I'm talking about is to come home. To come home to yourself, and then when you're home and yourself, then wherever you go, home is there. If you are home or if you... wherever you are, that is the journey. This is also just the mind. It's your habit to see that this is different. In the beginning, that's how it is. Again and again, people always say that. What about when I come home, when I go back to the real world? Why don't you make this the real world? This space of understanding, of peace, of strength, of courage, of love. Why don't you make that real? That is the challenge. Then it will be with you always then. It's not something that you learn in a group. You learn it by going deeper in yourself. But I know it's difficult. That is easy in this group, but what would you recommend at home with this support, with children, work, friends, and so on? So I can stay in my center, so I can live from my heart. Nobody said it was easy, Hilda. It never have been. Because the whole society is not supporting it. That's why it's so important to have friends that understands. So maybe it's a good idea to have new friends that understands more and more. Then the second thing is to do meditations at home. That is also very helpful. Find some meditation that you like and you do that. That will keep you reminded of this, of home. You have to have some kind of link. You have to work for it in the beginning, so before it becomes part of you. But in my own experience, the easiest is to come to these kind of gatherings, because then you get more and more the understanding. And it comes more from the understanding that this is how it is. Otherwise, you will always fight yourself. Be more and more with people who understand. Do meditation. Find a meditation that you like. If it's silence, if it's sitting, if it's humming, if it's kundalini, if it's gibberish, if it's dancing, whatever it is that you feel you like. So I can stay in my center, so I can live from my heart. Thank you for answering. Love from Hilda. It's never been easy, Hilda, to be real in a false world. And never has it been so false like it is now in the so-called modern world, the civilized world. Never has it been so uncivilized in human values than now. And this is what we call civilization. Everything is upside down. It's not easy to be real when everybody is false. And not that they know it, it's just you've been just been feeling things unconsciously. Like you give the children chocolate. Slowly, slowly we're just poisoning themselves. And you think it's nice. It's not nice. What to say about the heart? What to say about the soul? Nobody ever been feeling that. And that is who we are. So only intelligent people who start feeling this, you see how asleep most people are, they never think about it. So of course then the best thing is to be with people that can understand these things and be strong in your own spirit that this is the right thing you do. and come to places where you feel this food is given. When you start being with real people, and if you are after reality, then everything starts falling into place then. Then you are not so worried if you get judged by people who are unreal. It's always been like that. It's just because you are just so used to being in doubt, you're so used to being a slave, you're so used to trying to fit in, that you don't have the courage, you don't have the understanding to stand up for yourself. So if you are more with real people, then you start seeing and trusting yourself more, that the real is real. This is the truth, that's why you are here. Then you will get support from everywhere, from the whole existence, because that's why you are here, to be real, to know yourself. Then it doesn't matter, you understand that this is how it is. There's nothing wrong with it, there's nothing wrong with those people. It's just normal to be unconscious in this world. This is just the fact. You see things as they are. You don't try to change it. It's just that you are not interested anymore. You want to be real. That's the only thing. Then you step out, you get new friends, you are with real people instead of false people. But of course, on that journey, you will be judged. But who cares? This is just the beginning. Everybody has to go through that. But when you realize more and more, when you come back, when you start really tasting freedom, love, peace, then you see it was just peanuts. Everything that you thought was so difficult, it was just peanuts. Because it's so much better than you could ever dream about. You would just laugh about yourself. Why did I wait so long? Why were I afraid of these things? Why did I try to fit in? Why did I stay so long in jail? Johnny is lying on the psychiatrist's couch. So what seems to be the problem? The shrink asks. Well, says Johnny, for the past 2 months, every morning at 8:30 in the morning, I take a huge shit. Really? Says the psychiatrist. And after a moment's silence where he's thinking, why? Millions of people would just love to be that regular. So what is the problem? Many people have problems with their tummy. Well, doc, Johnny replies, I don't get out of bed until 9. Mrs. Benzini has been Mrs. Benzini has been visiting her psychiatrist, Professor Mindbender. For many, many years. And she feels that she's not getting any better. She's getting frustrated. And one day she gathered courage and tried to confront the shrink. Doctor, doctor, she says, sitting up on the couch, I came here every week for 7 years. Nothing has changed. What is going on? You got to tell me. What is wrong with me, or what is not wrong with me? What is going on? Well, well, replies Mindbender. I will be frank with you. I will tell you the truth as it is. You are crazy. Ha ha ha. What? You telling me now? Christ, Mrs. Benzini, crazy, oh, me crazy. Oh no, I want a second opinion. Okay, says Mindbender. You are ugly too. Be careful with the psychiatrist. Thank you. We shouldn't expect. We should just be open. And open to be surprised. Open for the new. Any expectations, it just means you have some ideas. The more you live, you're more open. You can't have any ideas because life is unpredictable. The only thing is that you have to be open for the new and be ready. And just keep your own mind aside and see what is happening. But there's many, many steps on the journey. But even just one satsang, one weekend can be a whole new beginning, a whole new life, a whole new opening. Otherwise it can just become a memory, or it can be a totally new life. Beloved, it's nothing new what I want to share, but it's worth sharing with my master. The pearls that is becoming clearer and clearer. I've been realizing an easiness in life. Things flowing beautiful in many ways. Less effort, deeper trust. Normally I don't think about that. But a few days ago, a friend made me more aware about this. This friend is an old sannyasin who has introduced me on this path in meditation and always had given me support to find truth, love and the master. We know each other for more than 14 years. And he has followed me and my process through all these years. No, I meet him very seldom, but we always have a heart meeting. Just before I came to Norway, I met him in São Paulo. I was sharing with him about my life, about my involvement with you and your work. Suddenly he just said, "Yes, Sana, I can see that you don't have any longer the anxiety you used to have. You really found your place and where you can be totally, totally involved from the heart, dedicated." Then I said to him, "My master is healing me in many different ways. This is how it is when you get involved, when you are total. Then the healing happens by itself. It's nothing anybody does. It's just your totality. It's your dedication. It's your availability. It's the totality that does it." He didn't say anything new to me, but it was a great to hear it from the outside, to realize once more the truth I'm living inside. It's clear to me what he meant, and I could recognize this deep sorrow I used to have in my heart before I met you. I was a thirsty seeker. I knew something else was possible. But somehow it took me a while to meet my place. And that's why the anxiety. If you are thirsty, then you will know when you get a good glass of water. If you are not thirsty, Then what to say then? You will miss it. Since I met you and jumped into your river with no thinking, but only a happy heart, slowly, slowly layers and layers are vanishing by themselves, and more understanding is coming. No technique has given me that, no journey, no seeking. Everything was perfect to prepare me for the great meeting, to recognize you and to stop at your feet. And in the stopping, the sorrow is gone and gratitude has flowered. Thank you, beloved, for removing the old and showing me that it's possible to be happy. At your feet, your sana. There's some things you can talk about. You just have to live it. You only have to feel it. Maybe if you are lucky, you can sense it. It goes beyond all techniques, all methods. Lucky and blessed are those who can feel that. Aum Shanti.